Now to Iraq, cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has entered into alliance with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for forming a new government.
We announced a cross-sectarian, cross-ethnic alliance to speed up forming the next government and to agree on common points between Sa'irun and al-Nasr that guarantee the interests of the Iraqi people and help form a strong government.
I affirm that this alliance is not in contrast to any other alliances. Rather, it flows in the same direction and same principles.
Abadi and Sadr both called on leaders of other blocs to meet and agree on the next steps in order to speed up the formation of an inclusive government. Sadr's Sa'irun bloc won the first place in the country's parliamentary elections in May, while Abadi's Victory Alliance came third. Earlier in June, Sadr and Hadi al-Amiri, the head of the country's Badr organization, announced an alliance between their blocs. It's not immediately clear if Sadr's announcement means that the top three blocs would work together. The three alliances have 140 seats altogether. At least 165 seats are needed to form a government. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmed says that a meeting between Abadi and Sadr shows Iraq is one step closer to forming a new government.
The most important issue about the meeting that we saw today and the alliance which came into life is the fact that we now see Iraq as one step closer to forming a new government. We know that now we are on the 24th of June. We are only 6 days away from the basically from a parliament, the current parliament, from its expiration date. It's going to expire on the 30th of June. And this was something which was very worrying to a lot of the politicians and lawmakers in Iraq, especially as we still don't see a parliamentary majority that is capable of choosing a new government and a new premier for Iraq. However, what happened today basically pushes Iraq one step closer towards forming a new government, towards choosing a new premier, especially in light of all the allegations of fraud and forgery, which and all the controversy which surfaced following the May 12th election.